You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
The K. Show on Yes and 98.7 ESPN. Peter and Don on this Wednesday afternoon. Talking about a lot, including, of course, the Knicks' disappointing effort last night against Charlotte, not what you want to see. Maybe my fault because I wasn't able to go to the game. I mean, just saying, I'm putting it out there as an option. Although I'm here, I hear Rick and Dave and Ty were tremendous, so I'd like to think that wasn't the cause for the problems. Also, talking about Aaron Rodgers, and will he become a New York Jet? Woody and company jumping on the old jet to go out to California, and now we learn it's reportedly the first of several meetings, whatever that means. So we're sort of trying to figure out exactly what that looks like. And we're talking about the Daniel Jones contract, how that will affect Saquon Barkley's situation, and much more. There was a piece of audio I had here.
Yes.
Let's hear this Kimberly Martin clip, Anthony. Is the Rodgers sweepstakes a one-team race at this point?
As of right now, it feels that way, especially because when you have Brian Gutekunst, the Packers GM, saying at the combine, Jordan Love is ready to play, and then you have the Packers giving Aaron Rodgers permission to talk to another team, well, then it sounds like you're not really worried if Aaron Rodgers walks out the door. And think about it. They moved up to draft Jordan Love as the succession plan. That succession plan seems to be itching closer to actually taking place. So that leaves Aaron Rodgers with either the Jets retiring or maybe another team, depending on how things shake out with Jimmy Garoppolo and the Lamar of it all. But it sounds like right now it's just the Jets.
I tend to agree. I tend to think it is just the Jets right now, which in some ways is great, Don, and in some ways is scary because, my God, if you botch this, you don't know what's next.
But the key is not right now. So let's say Rodgers wants to play with the Jets. All right, now you got to make a deal with the Packers. And what if the Packers don't like what you offer? And the Packers decide, you know what? We were stupid not to include NFC teams. What were we thinking? Let's see what the Panthers would offer. Let's see what the Bucks would offer. And then all of a sudden, they get a windfall of picks and packages that are better than the Jets offer. Could that happen? Because right now it'd be like we'd rather get it done with the AFC team. We'd rather get it done with the Jets, but the Jets don't offer the first round pick, and why should they? They don't have any competitors. But could that change if they're insulted by the offer, or just can't get something done?
I feel like that's the one part of the subject we don't talk about that much is what the offer would eventually be.
Well, if I know that there's nobody else, why am I offering a first-round pick?
So what do you think it would be then?
Well, then I would probably think it would be a second-round pick.
And?
Or maybe a third-round pick. I don't know. I'll give you – it's Aaron Rodgers. How about this? I give you a second-round pick, and if he plays for us a second year, we'll give you a third-round pick in 2024. All right, that's not enough. Okay, then we'll give you two – and we'll give you another two in 2024 if he plays the second year.
Is there any world in which they would demand a player?
You don't usually see that, Peter, because it's got to all fit. It's usually always just draft picks. But I don't know what player. I don't think there's any expendable players on the Jets. I'm not trading any of the big guns. I want them to play with Rodgers. You know, I'm not going to get that, have that be an issue. So then you just kind of go from there. Now, what if The Packers get together and go, God, we're not even getting an offer to first-round pick. This is Aaron Rodgers, for God's sake. We're going to have to open it up to more teams. Hey, Carolina, would you offer a one? Hey, Tampa, would you offer a one? Atlanta, would you offer a one? And just kind of go from there. That could be what could change. Because those NFC teams, what are they doing? You've already heard the rumors that you're not in. Now, the Raiders don't seem to be in. I'm curious about that, unless they're just laying in the weeds. Let the Jets do all the legwork, and then we'll swoop in the 11th hour and make an offer. Like, why would Vegas not be interested? They kick Carr out the door.
I know. I wonder. That's the thing. Why does it feel like they're not in at all anymore?
So maybe they just didn't want to get into it because they didn't want to do all the legwork. And now that it looks like the Packers are going to deal them, now that it looks like Rodgers wants to play, let the Jets do all the legwork. And then once we start hearing the rumors of what they're willing to offer, we'll swoop in, we'll offer more.
What teams have the money? Do we know which teams have the money to play with?
There's got to be.
Because it's a lot of money.
I would think for Aaron Rodgers, you'd start cutting people if you had to. NFL available cap space.
See, there you go. See, Don, look at you doing the research. Look at you doing the hard work.
Well, this would be a lot harder if it was 1975.
If it was 1975, we'd have to wait 6 weeks for like a book to arrive.
But I'm sure that the internet will be able to supply this for us. So we want the cap space 2023.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
that's sure where we're in
yeah.
right now.
Yeah, keep saying
I
words.
Got it.
Yep. Yeah, sure you did.
According to SpotRack.
Oh, I love SpotRack.
The Bears
okay.
have over almost $97 million in cap space. The Vegas Raiders are fourth at 39.714. They've got almost $40 million of cap space.
Wait, who is that, the Bears?
The Raiders.
Oh,
the Bears have the most at 97.
By the way, I'm pretty sure that website is SpoTrack and not SpotRack. But keep going.
I'm not wrong.
No, you're not. In fact, in many ways, you're right.
That's them to worry about. That's what came up here. Falcons are second at over $67 million. Texans over $41 million. Raiders, Bengals, Patriots, Seahawks, Titans, Lions. Giants are 12th at slightly under 19, but they'll make that. I'm not sure when this was last updated. So you're looking at the Raiders having space, almost $40 million of space. Now, they'd have to make some things work to fit in, you know, 50 guaranteed, but that sounds like they'd be able to do that. But can another team swoop in once we start to find out what the offers are? So I find it very difficult to believe that the Jets are the only team that's in on Aaron Rodgers unless they happen to know that that's the only place Rodgers wants to play.
All right, let's go to the phones. 1-800-919-3776. Jeffrey in Washington Heights has thoughts on the Jets. What you got, Jeffrey?
Hello?
Hey, man.
First time caller, long time listener.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Well, appreciate you.
Well, my point is with Lamar Jackson, I just think it's plain disrespect what's going on with Lamar Jackson. MVP in his 20s. It's unbelievable that Carolina don't want to pursue, Atlanta don't want to pursue. If I was the Jets, I'll get out the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes and I'll pursue Lamar Jackson. You have your quarterback for 8 to 10 years and you don't have a diva and Aaron
Rodgers.
And Aaron Rodgers that after every year he might retire. You have your quarterback for 8 to 10 years, and I'm willing to bet my life that if Lamar Jackson was secure last year, he will play in the playoffs. I don't think he's injury prone at all. It's just little nagging injuries that I don't.
Well, he missed three games this year, three games the year before that.
Little nagging injuries that can be fixed with a talk. Slide down quicker.
What kind of talk would that be?
Yeah, wait. I don't think he's jaking it. I mean, I don't think there's anything to talk about. He's a guy that is a mobile quarterback that is susceptible of getting hit. And again, he had the MVP year, 36-6, amazing year. Although he only threw for 3,100 yards because why, Peter? He ran for a ton of yards that MVP season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that means he's a mobile quarterback. That's the best part of his ability. Now
he rushed for over 1,000 yards.
Right. So then he dropped off to 2,700 in 26-9, and then he started to get hurt, 16-13, 17-7. So he's injury prone, might be strong, but he does get hurt, and he wants guaranteed money.
It's the easiest way to look at it is he missed 10 games due to injury over the last two seasons.
Right.
But the thing is that normally, I think the reason that concerns people so much is because of the way he plays. I think in some ways, a pocket quarterback who had some injuries over the last couple of years, you're scared. I mean, and by the way, Jimmy G has been to a Super Bowl, okay, and a championship game. Like, he's done nothing but win, and people are scared of Jimmy G. Now, Jimmy G isn't as sexy a player as Lamar Jackson. He's not fast. He's a totally immobile pocket quarterback. But people are scared of his injury problem. And with Lamar, when people were speculating on the prospect of him going to Washington, it freaked me out a bit because I know what it's like to have a quarterback who's really run reliant. And even though I do think at times people downplay Lamar's arm, and I think it can be better than he gets credit for, you cannot deny the fact that what makes him dynamic is that he terrifies your entire defense with his ability to take off. So the injuries matter, right, Don?
They do. That's exactly the problem. And listen, he's a young kid. He's a kid. What is he, 26? Has he even turned 26 yet?
Yes, he's 26. Birthday.
So that's as young as Daniel Jones. So there's a bright future there. But what's scary is he's asking for guaranteed money. He's asking for Watson money. And if you get hurt with guaranteed money, you can blow your cap up. Now, if he comes off that guaranteed money, won't cost you quite as much. But the problem is that people say it's incomprehensible. I don't get it. People in the business, like, I don't get it. There's collusion. Right now, because he's got the non-exclusive, you're going to have to give up two first-round picks just for the right to talk to him about his next contract. And he is willing to hold out unless he gets his guaranteed money. Can you afford that? Can you do it? Because once you give up the two first-round picks, bye-bye leverage, you're going to have to give him what he wants. You just gave up two first-round picks. So you're going to have to give him the guaranteed money. You'd be nuts not to. He gave up the two first-round picks. So that's what makes Lamar scary. Now, maybe he'll talk himself off that and won't have that kind of demand. But if he's sticking to that, Peter, that's why he's unattractive, not his ability. We know he has ability. He's won an MVP. A really good player, outstanding player. But, you know, little nagging injuries?
Yeah.
10 games missed over the last, what, you say, 2 years?
Yeah.
That's a lot to miss for a guy that's asking for an astronomical amount of money and all of it guaranteed.
All right, I promised the Jim Boeheim audio after a really gut-wrenching loss to Wake Forest in the ACC tournament at the buzzer. Here is Boeheim being asked about his future.
I've just been lucky to be able to coach this long. I think you missed it. I gave my retirement speech on the court last Saturday, and I gave it in the press conference afterwards, and nobody except William Payne figured it out.
Are you saying right now that you're going to retire?
This is up to the university.
You want to come back?
I didn't say that.
Okay, but so what are you saying? You're not saying you're retiring, but you're not.
I just said it. I don't know.
So you don't know. Okay.
I said this is up to the university.
And you're not sure whether you're. How will you make a determination about when you will come back?
You're talking to the wrong guy.
Now
it is being reported that Jim Boeheim is no longer the head basketball coach at Syracuse.
Now, Syracuse has released a statement that he is retired.
Adrian Autry will be the new Syracuse head coach after 47 years. The Boeheim era is over.
I mean, that's significant. However you feel about college basketball or Syracuse University or Jim Boeheim himself, he can be a bit of a curmudgeon, but there's something to be said, Peter, that your entire life plus he has been the head coach at Syracuse. And for me, when he took over as head coach 47 years ago. I was 8.
It's crazy. Isn't that crazy? We might have to talk to Andrew Gundling at 6:30 tonight.
That's pretty significant.
Yeah. This is a big deal, especially in New York. I mean, there are just so many Syracuse fans. I'd put Syracuse right at the top of the list of you know, we often talk about this not being a college sports town, Don.
Right.
But when you think of the teams that really have huge bases here, your Michigan, your Penn State, Wisconsin's, Maryland to some extent is pretty big. Obviously, Rutgers. Syracuse at the top of the list.
And also, it's a great broadcast school, so we know a lot of people in the industry that went there.
I didn't get in, so dead to me. Dead. No, I'm just kidding. But Newhouse is a hell of a school. Now, we go back to the phones at 1-800-919-3776.
Iron Eagle.
So many went there. It's a crazy number. Dave in Mineola has a follow-up on the Lamar Jackson of it all. What's up, Dave?
Got a question for Peter. You kind of took my thunder away, but my question was, what if Daniel Snyder threw one last Molotov cocktail and way out the door, called up Lamar Jackson's stepmother and said, $250 million guaranteed. Would you go for it? And Daniel Snyder's out by July 1st.
Well, if the Daniel Snyder part is attached to it, then yes.
It is attached.
Oh, if it's attached, absolutely. Thank you for that, Dave. If it's attached, I get to you. So you're guaranteeing me Snyder is gone, but I have to give $250 million guaranteed to Lamar. Yeah, I'm good with that. Listen, it's not like I wouldn't be excited to find out Lamar Jackson was my quarterback. I think you'd be a fool if you're a team who has not had a quarterback and they tell you somehow by hook or by crook, Lamar Jackson is your starter come September. If you're not excited by that,
oh, you're excited.
You're a crazy person. The question is not whether or not it would be exciting for a fan. The question is, do you understand why teams would be hesitant? That's the question. And I think the answer is yes. I do understand.
I think fans get caught up in the talent. And I get it, because the talent's there. But when you miss that many games and you're asking for that kind of money, this isn't baseball. Right? That kind of cap hit for an injured quarterback could be catastrophic to your team. And he's young, but you're talking about you're going to have Lamar Jackson for the next 10 years. Okay. Do you think he's going to be running 10 years from now the way he's running now? He might have to become more of a pocket quarterback as he gets deeper into that contract, which makes him less effective. He's not winning MVPs, Peter, with his arm. He's winning his MVPs the total package. Is that sustainable north of 35 years old?
I also think, Don, you know, there is a feeling that exists, that always existed, and particularly post-Kaepernick existed and exists, about black quarterbacks and how they're treated and viewed by organizations. And I understand people with this country and this league having that feeling. So the second people aren't going for Lamar, you're going collusion. I get it. I understand, because people have been traumatized, because now I think we all agree there was some form of collusion against Colin Kaepernick. I get it. The league has changed in just the last 5 years. You're talking about, beyond the old guys who are on their way out, practically, you know, half the quarterbacks at the top of the league in terms of salary are black. Mm-hmm. It's not the exact same as it was. I totally get why people feel that way. The leftover trauma makes sense. I don't think in this case it's what's going on. I mean, Deshaun Watson, with everything he's going through, got the most insane guaranteed contract of all time. And that's a guy who, unlike Lamar Jackson, has actual personal track record issues. Lamar doesn't have any track record issues. He simply has injury issues. And if you know anything about the NFL, you know they care much more about your availability on the football field than the kind of human being that you are.
Yes.
So Deshaun got his money, even though he has the personal questions, because he's generally healthy and awesome. Lamar is awesome, but you can't say generally healthy when he's missed those 10 games. And that's all these guys care about. How many games am I getting with this guy? Can I win? And I guarantee you, we'll see what Jimmy G ends up doing and getting. Don, I don't think it's going to be a sexy contract.
No, I don't think so either.
I'd be shocked. If Jimmy G approximates Derek Carr money, I'd be surprised. I don't see that happening. I would see Derek Carr got what, $34 million?
37.
I bet Jimmy G's in the mid-20s. What do you think?
I think it'll be over 30.
I wouldn't be comfortable with over 30 for Jimmy G.
And that's a guy that played in the Super Bowl. But there's injuries, and there's also a general feeling of is he outside of San Francisco? Like, is he just a byproduct of Shanahan, and then once he goes someplace else, is he going to be nearly as good?
I mean, by the way, and Brock Purdy killed him
well
financially in that regard. When you plug in Mr. Irrelevant and nothing changes for a team, right. They may have been better with Purdy. It doesn't help.
Right, exactly. So that's going to be the question about Garoppolo. Also throw on top of the fact that he gets hurt. But the going rate's the going rate. And where are we going to be now if Rodgers goes to the Jets, Tannehill stays in Tennessee, if San Francisco parts ways with Garoppolo because they're married to Purdy or, you know, wherever they decide to go from there, you know, again, there's a lot of teams. What are the Falcons going to do? Bring him, you know, they're going to have Mariota be their quarterback? What are the Buccaneers going to do? Brady's retired.
Let's go back to the phones, 1-800-919-3776. Another angle to look at here from Rob in Rhode Island has a different angle on the Daniel Jones of it all. What's up, Rob?
Yes. Hi, Peter. I talked to you guys when you had the Penguins sweatshirt on that day.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. I think I was listening to Boston Sports Radio today, and they were saying that that's outrageous what Jones is getting. Well, listen, he didn't throw that many touchdown passes because he has a great running back. He, just like the Jets have Breece Hall, Shaquan Barkley. Barkley is a great running back, and that's probably why he doesn't throw as many touchdown passes, but he's a good quarterback. Peter, can I ask you a question about RFK?
RFK, the stadium. Former attorney general? Stadium. Oh, the former stadium. No, okay, go ahead. Sure.
RFK Stadium. Have you ever been to a concert there?
Yes, I have. I went to, Don, what was it? I went to the Tibetan Freedom Concert many years ago there, yes.
Okay, well, Peter, I'm 72, and in 1973, I saw the Grateful Dead play there from 7 o'clock till 2:30 in the morning. Wow. They usually play five-hour concerts with an hour intermission, but came out, because it was two nights with the Allman Brothers, they came out at midnight and said, you're going to take a short break.
You must have been high out of your gourd.
I saw 70 shows when around 70 shows when Jerry was alive.
Were you tripping on mesk? What was going on?
No, we're just smoking joints 20 or 30 yards out in front of the stage, on the field.
That's how you
and
do it.
Bob Weir came out at midnight and said, we're going to take a short break, come back. They came back at 1:45 and played till 2:30. So it was a Grateful Dead from 7 to 2:30 in the morning.
I'll tell you what, I honestly dig the vibe of the Dead. I do not like the music. I do not enjoy the music at all. But I dig the vibe of you going out there and getting your money's worth. They play forever. They'll do a 45-minute version of Fire on the Mountain. I just wish I liked the music. I don't.
You know, it's funny. I'm almost... Well, how do you feel about Fish?
I don't know if I've ever really even heard them.
So Fish is interesting because, Don, obviously I have close friends like Ballard who are obsessed. I went to the show a couple of months ago, and it's interesting. I like them. I just don't like them enough to be obsessed. Like, I enjoy it. When I'm there, I'm like, yeah, good tunes, bro. But I don't, not like I need to go home and fire this one up. More of your phone calls, 1-800-919-3776, ENN, coming up at 6 o'clock right here on the K-Show on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
According to SpotRack.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Are we fishing or deading?
I requested right now. Fish. I wanted to hear it myself.
Listen up, Don. Listen close.
Sounds good. But nothing I'd be obsessed over.
Yeah, that's the part I don't get. I just, like, it doesn't connect with me.
And the other thing that I'd be upset about if I were a fish fan is that they don't, like, duplicate any songs. So it's like, well, what if there's a song I really want to hear and I didn't go to that concert? Then I'd be disappointed, no?
Well, no, I think they duplicate. They just off, it's, they switch up a lot.
No, I was told by Wischusen when they played the Baker's Dozen, the 13 shows at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, they didn't do any repeats
then.
They
did not repeat one song.
Oh, that I believe, yeah, over those 13.
And that would bother me if I was, because I got my favorite bands. I love Iron Maiden. I'd be disappointed if I went to see Maiden and didn't hear Hallowed Be Thy Name. I'd be disappointed if I went to see Judas Priest and didn't hear Victim of Changes. I'd be disappointed if I went and saw Barry Manilow and didn't hear Mandy.
Gotta hear Mandy.
That's what I'm saying.
1-800-919-3776 on a Would You Wednesday. We go to Ross in Brooklyn. What's up, Ross?
Hey, guys. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm well. I have a question for you regarding something you said earlier, and I apologize for treating you like Wikipedia, but I'm having a hard time understanding something. And if I can, I have a quick comment about Quincy that I'm desperate
wow.
to get in one time.
Interesting.
Okay.
So here's my question about quarterbacks. So you were saying earlier, like, this one goes to this team and this one goes to that team, and then you're out of quarterbacks. I'm a longtime baseball lover, and of course, baseball has the enormous, ridiculously huge farm system, and they have all these guys waiting in case this one gets hurt and that one gets hurt. They can always bring people up, and most of it is chaff. Most of the folks in, like, single A, like, there's a lot of guys that were never making it to the MLB. And the same thing is true. You look like English Premier League soccer, they have academies. They're always bringing people along. And I don't understand why in football, like, you look at where we are with the Jets now. Zach Wilson turned out to be an enormous bust. And Flacco wasn't the guy. And for like 3 minutes, it looked like Mike White was the guy, and he's not the guy. And now we're kind of porked because of that, because we have nowhere else to go. And I just can't believe out of the hundreds of college football quarterbacks,
right,
that there isn't, like, that we actually say things like, well, now we're out of options. I just, why, maybe you can help me understand that.
Well, they used to have, that's what NFL Europe was supposed to be. Remember, the World League of American Football eventually became NFL Europe with the Barcelona Dragons. Remember that? And
Right, a little bit.
That was supposed to be, all right, let's send guys there to kind of work through it. But think about it. If I draft a quarterback second overall like the Jets did with Zach Wilson, I want to play him. I want to go out there and play him. And if I'm going to send him to some other league to play, then I'm kind of admitting I made a mistake. Because it's either go out there and find out what this guy can do or get rid of him. After his third year, you got to decide to give him his fifth-year option. So why would I waste a year sending him to some farm system, even though he might get better coming back? That's not really going to help my development of my quarterback as far as giving him a contract is concerned. So that's why there's never really been a farm system, Peter, because I draft these guys to play right away. And if they can't play right away, well, then I'm probably going to get rid of him.
Let's go to Joe in Jersey. What's up, Joe?
Gentlemen, how's everybody?
How you doing, man?
Everything's good. How are you guys doing?
Terrific.
Good, we're good.
Wonderful. Quick Aaron Rodgers point, gentlemen, hang up and listen. I believe, honestly, I believe he went through the same thing last year. I believe he regretted signing the three-year contract with the Green Bay Packers. I believe he went, obviously he's going through something similar this year with the darkness retreat, trying to find himself, trying to find the answers. And I believe, wholeheartedly, I believe he retires. I don't think he wants to play anywhere else. I believe his time is up. No longer with the Green Bay Packers. And I believe he just, I thought he was going to the Niners, honestly, gentlemen, last year before he signed the contract with the Packers. So I think he retires.
Well, that would explain why there's going to be so many visits, right? Like, it's going to take him that much to convince him not to retire. Because, Peter, if you're talking him into playing for you, that's one thing. But if you're talking him into not retiring, that's quite another. That's a lot of heavy lifting. I can only sell myself, but to sell him on football again, that's tough to do.
Yeah, and that's why I don't believe that at all. I don't think there's any world in which he's considering that. If he, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again. If he runs this whole song and dance and ends up not even retiring, he's even higher level Nas than I agreed. Now, you have this Mike T audio, Anthony?
Oh, sure I do.
This is Tannenbaum talking about what he'd give up for Rodgers earlier this week on DNR.
Great for Brett Favre. We gave up a third-round pick, which we thought was reasonable. He played 1 year, played well, you know, fell short with injuries. This situation to me is different because I don't think they're going to trade, meaning the Packers, Aaron Rodgers for anything less than a first-round pick. If that's the case, I would say to Aaron Rodgers, hey, look, you want $60 million a year? No problem. But I need a two-year commitment. So it's $120 million. Of the $120, $90 is in year two, at which point we could figure out the renegotiation. But I need to know that this is at least a two-year marriage for a couple reasons. One, it has to justify giving up a first-round pick. That will also buy me time, guys, to go draft his replacement. So I'm not interested in a one-year deal because I think the Band-Aid for them just isn't worth it. And if I could get at least 2 years out of Aaron Rodgers, I'm in.
I think at least out of, if you get at least 2 years, absolutely.
You'd be very happy with that. And I might be talking him out of my ear, but I think if everything works and they win the Super Bowl, you're not going to care if he leaves. You'll be disappointed, but at least you got your ring. You telling me if they lose in the championship game to Kansas City, he's going to retire? Or give it another shot. Like, it's one thing contemplating retirement. You just missed the playoffs. You injured your thumb. You know, you're going to have to change teams. You go to the Jets. You go on that kind of run, win 13 games in the regular season, win a couple of playoff games. You're in Kansas City. You lose on a last-second field goal. You're going to walk away saying, I'm not going to give it another shot? I'm going to retire? I would think the odds are he'd come back and play. Especially if he had a great season. Wouldn't you bet that, Peter, or no? Is he just too flaky to take that chance?
I still don't understand a world of what would have to happen where he wouldn't come back. I mean, it would be one thing if he was Brady and sitting and had seven rings, you know, had five, six, seven rings jingle jangling in his pocket. He doesn't. You don't think he wants to add to his legacy? I refuse to accept that.
And if you think the nozzle's going to go away because you backload the contract, I mean, that's what the Packers did, and he's still being a nozzle, right? Look at all the money he turned down if he retired. So if you gave him $120 million over 2 years and say $90 million of that's going to be in the second year, he'd still play nozzle during that offseason.
Let's go to Tony in Bayonne. What's up, Tony?
How you doing, guys? Don, yesterday you were talking to Michael. You were debating about flying, and you were talking about, a private jet and a charter jet. And Michael said something about part of his argument was something about getting dehydrated.
Right.
My question to you is, don't they serve beverages on those charters?
Sure. Until you puke. I mean, there's a bottle of water sitting right in my seat. And not one of those little, like, miniature things. I'm talking one of those, like, Gigantor bottles of water. He's out of his mind. And listen, I'm very fortunate. I'm just talking about the Ranger charter. If I got a, Tony, I flew from Carolina to Vancouver with the Rangers. Going to Vancouver, that's a six-hour flight. It was not a – I didn't even think about the flight. There was zero anxiety. If I had to fly commercial, I would have been up all night nervous about that flight across the country. With the Rangers, it was like I wasn't even on a plane. And if you went private jet, you wouldn't even know you were in the air. Dehydrated my ass. I'm sorry, Tony.
Peter, I love it. Hey, Peter, you talked about Daniel Jones. If he was on the Redskins, how far they would have went. What about now that he's making the same money as Dak, they're both making $40 million a year, put Daniel Jones on the Cowboys with CeeDee Lamb, T.Y. Hilton, Gallup, that offensive line, Zeke and Pollard. You think they could have got past San Fran or even the Eagles?
Well, here's the thing. The reason I don't think there'd be any difference at all is I think him and Dak are at about the same level. The difference is Taylor Heineke doesn't have a big boy arm. Daniel Jones has a big boy arm and has the threat to run all the time. So that's why I said that. I don't think there's enough of – I don't think Daniel Jones is better than Dak Prescott. And even if you were to argue to me that he is, you certainly can argue that he's much better.
No, but I would like to see him with those types of weapons.
Sure, but now, again, you made this point. We don't know what his game's going to look like if he has lots of weapons and is throwing 35 times a game.
Well, here's the other question that I would ask Tony. Can I bring Daboll with me to Dallas?
Right, exactly. Or is it Mike McCarthy?
Right. Because I don't know what Daniel Jones does with Mike McCarthy. You know, Dak Prescott might be, the next Aaron Rodgers if he's not with Mike McCarthy. Do we ever think about that? I'm not a Mike McCarthy fan. Seems like a nice enough guy. I'm not a fan of his coaching. Is that wrong?
I know. It's probably more interesting to think, what would Dak Prescott look here? That's probably the more interesting question.
Or with Bill, or in San Francisco. With Shanahan, or in L.A.
Now, Dak didn't help the case, the pro Dak case, with how the season ended.
It never does.
And never does, but particularly, I feel like, this year.
But somebody had mentioned, we had a caller, we didn't jump him, that he's never won a playoff game. He has won a playoff game. But he has been on a very good team for a long time, and it's kind of odd that they haven't been able to make a run with him. I mean, every year, they send like 10 guys to the Pro Bowl. And I know the Pro Bowl is not what it used to be, but it's like legit. They've got stars on that team.
I mean, by the way, Romo was a good player with great players on his team. Same situation.
Because Jerry doesn't want to have a good coach. Because Jerry wants to get all the credit. There's a reason why Dallas hasn't won since Jimmy Johnson left. Because he doesn't want a good coach. Because he wants to get all the credit. And you don't see that as a problem? That's why I don't like Jerry Jones. And Michael just fawns all over the guy. I don't get it.
I think that's all a troll. I don't think Michael actually cares for
him. Michael, he loves the smell of money. And he respects the fact that he's filthy, stinking rich. And there's also a whole Cowboy-Yankee connection. I was there for the opening game at the new Yankee Stadium, and Jerry Jones was there because he was taking a look at Yankee Stadium to try to get ideas for his stadium because he wanted to be like the Yankees. Jerry Jones likes the Yankees, so Michael likes Jerry Jones. I would pay the guy no mind. I've got no use for him. None. Zero. Anthony, the fact that he's in the Hall of Fame disgusts me to no end. Disgusts me. And that George Young had to wait how long? The poor guy died waiting. Punk.
There are so many great players who are still not in. And Jerry Jones is.
Come on.
It makes you sick. Anthony, would it be safe? You can just give me a ding or a buzz to assume. Would it be safe to assume that Don's ENN drop came during this segment?
What did I say?
We'll find out at 6 o'clock.
Was it fun?
Oh, it was great. Or no, was it wasn't it, a mistake. Was it was fantastic. No, don't even ask questions. Just wait till 6 o'clock.
People are saying one seed.
It's going to be. Let me just say this. Oh, no. A lot happens when Michael's not here.
Can I at least be proud of it?
Oh, you'll be very proud.
It won't be a one seed.
It won't be a one seed, but you'll be proud. You'll be very proud. All right, more of your calls.
I'm excited now.
You should be.
I always look forward to ENN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Hey there.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We need to go ahead and get to more phone calls before we get to ENN. We got to get through all these people. Like Mike in Stamford. What's up, Mike?
Thanks for taking the call, Pete. Don, first time caller, long time listener. You guys are the best.
Thanks, buddy.
Wanted to say, first off, diehard Fish fan, the greatest band of all time. You have to go see them. The best part of seeing them is the crowd. Like, the crowd is so intense. I've been to 50-plus shows, outdoor venues, indoor at MSG 30 times. It's amazing. You really got to try it out, Don. I think you'd like it.
I'm curious. There's a curiosity there. I don't think I'll fall in love the way you are, but it might be worth to check it out.
Yeah, I think you should. You're a music guy. You'd appreciate it at the very least. Quick to my Aaron Rodgers point, I'll be fast. Keep hearing a lot of people calling in, and I think they're more the old-school Jet fan, the older folks. It seems like they're anti-Rodgers because of the short-term commitment, his personality. He's such an obvious choice. He instantly becomes the best quarterback in Jets history the second he steps on the field in September. It's a no-brainer, and saying no to Aaron Rodgers is saying no to the playoffs, and the Jets haven't been to the playoffs in 12 years. Why would you not want to have a guaranteed playoff berth and then see what happens when the time comes? If he plays 1 year, still worth it to me. You recalibrate. You see what the market looks like next offseason. You know someone's going to be disgruntled. Like, I even think a one-year commitment, I'd still trade the 13th pick because you know you make the playoffs, and we really gotta make the playoffs. Like, it's crunch time.
I mean, I hear everything you're saying. That's why I think they should do it. And I'm not as scared of 1 year because I do think that they could make it work. There's something about, what did Steve Young talk about, Peter, every Monday about trying to be relevant? You haven't been to the playoffs in a long time. You haven't mattered in so long. You're going to matter with Rodgers. Everybody's waiting for the other shoe to drop. How it's all going to go wrong. If that's the case, then it would have went all gone wrong with Carr. It's going to go all wrong with whatever they decide to do. Give yourself the best chance to be successful in the now.
Back to the phones. Before we get to ENN, we go to Michael in Clay, New York. What's up, Michael?
Hi, Don. How you doing? Peter, like your show.
What's up?
Thanks, bud.
I caught him into the middle of the program, and I wasn't quite understanding about this Daniel Jones contract for $40 million. Did he get that contract?
He did.
Yes.
And how many years?
4 years, $160 million. Yeah.
Well, let's take another story. Let's take a look at what happened to Minnesota and Kirk Cousins.
Okay.
$135, $40 million.
Mm-hmm.
They paid him. They finally got to the playoffs with his arm. But they did nothing to the rest of the team because the salary cap was so high they couldn't do anything. And now their defense stunk. And now there's talk. They're not going to extend him another year. They're talking about trading him to the 49ers and bringing back Teddy Bridgewater. And then they put all this money for a high-class quarterback, and you don't do the rest of the team like Barkley, whatever,
yep.
Forget it. It's not worth it. And here's another question. What is it with the Jets with Aaron Rodgers? Are they a playoff team without him?
Are they a playoff team without him? They're a playoff team with anyone who can play decent quarterback, we think.
Yeah.
So the defense is okay and everybody else is okay because they did the same thing with Brent Favre.
Love Brent Favre.
They got Brent Favre down and give him the story. It didn't happen.
Yeah, but you're making it seem like it was a mistake. He got hurt. They were 8-3.
Same thing. And Aaron Rodgers has had hurt problems himself.
Well, he had one bad thumb last year and still threw for over 4,000 yards and over 20 touchdowns.
Right.
Michael, but Brett Favre worked. They were 8-3. He injured his shoulder, didn't tell anybody about it, and they collapsed. Plus, you knew he was leaving at the end of the year to go to Minnesota, so you knew it was only going to be a one-year proposition with him. This could be more than 1 year. And as far as Kirk Cousins is concerned, don't apply it to the Giants because the Giants, the cap hit on Jones is only $19 million in the first year. They'll have room to add. And as much as I thought Minnesota was fugazi, they still won 13 games last year. Nobody's complaining about Kirk Cousins being their quarterback. Kirk Cousins gets a bad rap. He was overpaid, yes. But did Minnesota have any problems with him being a quarterback this year? They won their division. Was he the reason they were Fugazi?
Michael would have gotten my curmudgeon football caller of the day. Everything very negative through the, Michael's eyes. Let's go to Michael in South Orange. See what he has to say. What's up, Michael?
Hi there. First time caller.
What's up?
Love your show.
Thanks, man.
Love you.
All right. I'm going to go. I have 2 points, and I'll be pretty quick. With regards to the Grateful Dead, had Jerry Garcia. Now they're called the Dead & Co. And they did a great recruiting job. They got the bassist from the Allman Brothers Band, and they got John Mayer. And I was a big, big Jerry guy. And also, the Grateful Dead has the best Allegiance fan base in the history of rock and roll.
I do respect it. But the music, I don't get it. I don't get it.
All right. So moving on, I'm a diehard Jets fan, and I woke up early this morning, and I've been listening to the Talking Heads across all media all day long. And I'd like to simplify this thing. Would you rather have a 2-year rental of Aaron Rodgers for probably $80, $90, $100 million? Or would you rather draft a quarterback or find somebody that is a franchise quarterback that can be your quarterback for 10 years? Would you rather do the Aaron Rodgers 2-year plan, or would you rather find a young kid who potentially...
Well, Michael, the easy answer, and we're up against it, so thank you for the phone call, is do you take the Aaron Rodgers every single time because they've tried the young quarterback route and they haven't been able to do it for 50 years? So what would you do, Peter?
I would try the Aaron Rodgers route. And you know what else I would do?
Promote ENN.
That's right. That's right. I would stay tuned because Don could have a very high seed drop you need to hear right at the beginning of ENN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.